episode 115 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javier Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi.
Gabe Philbin.
I'm so deep in Jaden Smith's Twitter feed right now.
And Dylan Roush.
I'm supposed to act like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon 2 on the toilet.
There's a little Danny Glover in each and every one of us.
On the toilet.
On the toilet. Yeah.
What's the Simpsons quote that Homer says to Mel Gibson?
Ever since I saw Lethal Weapon 2, I check the toilet every time.
Marge is like, he dies!
He dies! It's when Mel Gibson was still a stand-up guy in public.
I guess relevant in a different way.
Yep.
Instead of being a raging racist.
I hope he comes back and he's in what's that movie? The Tom Hardy one. Oh yeah, the remake of The Road Warrior.
Oh. I don't know.
And it turns out he is the real Road Warrior.
What did you just stroke off for a second?
I couldn't say Road Warrior, apparently.
The Rad Warrior.
So I called it the Road.
Yeah.
In other news.
What's going on? Dylan got a lobotomy earlier today.
Oh, no.
I did watch some bad movies I had to forget.
Such as?
Men in Black 2.
Oh, why did you watch Men in Black 2 today?
Why would you do that?
I don't know why I would do that.
Did you have to, like, scan it for viruses at work or something?
No, I was just bored and I was watching it.
You know what I watched last night?
What?
Happy Gilmore. It's all right.
It's so Billy Madison was better.
No.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
No, it was.
Yes, it was. By far.
I'm going to side with fuck all y'all. Yeah.
Billy Madison had the
fuck all y'all, Jack and Jill.
Billy Madison's so bad.
No, it had the clown that got a hemorrhage in his head.
It had
Norm MacDonald,
the gelatinous blob. Or what was his name?
The revolting blob.
The revolting blob.
Yep.
No.
Oh jeez. I wish a dinosaur would spit in his eye in that movie. Fuck.
That's not the same guy.
I don't care. Wait, really?
Yes, really. That's not Wayne Knight.
You dumbass.
I have to dig deeper.
Okay.
But Javi and I saw Her, and that shit was dope.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of...
I felt like death throughout like half the movie, but I was trying not to poop myself.
Prairie dogging it the entire time, huh?
Javi and I had some bladder issues, and we kept like crossing our legs like around halfway
through.
How the
hell do both of you guys have bladder issues at the same time? Did you drink from the same tainted bowl?
The same tainted bowl?
We
Doesn't everyone get out their drinking bowl at the end of the night? Pour themselves a drink?
I meant cup.
I'm sure you did.
And this lobotomy is doing its work.
Oh god, I found out who the revolting blob is.
Who is it?
And what he looks like now. It's Josh Mostel. Oh god. But her was pretty good. I still need to catch up on a bunch of movies I missed though.
Hey, I'm so behind. There's breaking news that there's a supposed director in the works for the Uncharted movie.
God, let it die.
Yeah, it's the director of Horrible Bosses and the King of Kong documentary.
That's weird.
Yeah. He's not a bad director.
No. But I mean, it's just kind of a weird... It's like, that just makes me think not quite on the level of Mark Webb for Spider-Man, but, you know, just like a weird pick.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's pretty clear at this point Mark Webb got picked for Spider-Man because his last name is Webb.
And not because he was a good director.
Maybe because he would be cheap.
And they're like,
really
oh,
cheap?
His last name is Webb. Holy shit, guys, we're onto something.
You know, I wish they got the director of Anacondas too.
I really wish.
What the hell is it? Tom Little? Or no, that's
Dwight Little.
Voldemort. Dwight Little.
Dwight Little.
Tom Riddle is.
Tom Riddle's. Voldemort.
Dwight Little's our favorite director.
Dwight
Which
Little.
There was also news about this week
Ooh,
in Harry Potter that Ron and Hermione aren't supposed to be together. J.K. Rowling says.
Self-criticism.
She's like, I'm a fucking idiot. That shouldn't have happened. It should have been Hermione and Harry. And then I was like, you know, you wrote it that way, and it was fine.
She can always write a sequel.
What about Ginny, though? The lively character that was Ginny Weasley.
Ginny Weasel.
She can
Ginny
always...
Jizzy Wizzy.
She can always buy 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
You know what game I'm excited for is Murdered Soul Suspect.
What is that? It sounds like a David Cage game.
It's a detective movie.
It's a Square Enix game, so next best thing.
Oh, no.
It's made by Airtight Games, though, so they did Crimson Skies, Ryan.
Woo!
Yeah, and that was it.
But this has nothing to do with
Square Enix. I'm kidding. No, they made Dark Void. Oh.
Is that that jetpack game?
Yeah.
Dude, flying around with the jetpack in that was awesome, though. Like, I remember playing the demo and being like, wah!
I remember downloading the demo and, like, I was just like, ah, I don't like this.
The worst thing was climbing up a cliff and, like, taking cover while you're doing that and shooting while you're vertical.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Murder Soul Suspect is pretty.
What I was going to say earlier is, like, on the Uncharted movie, like, Would you guys prefer it if they didn't go like live action for all these video game movies and just did like CG?
Why not just give us a new game then?
So like those Uncharted pre-rendered cutscenes?
Why not just give us a new game then?
Well, because there's more to a game than just cutscenes.
I'd rather just play a new game. I mean,
that
makes sense to me.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like, if they're gonna go the movie route, I think this whole like Sly Cooper thing might be onto something. You know, Advent Children, the brilliance that was.
There is...
Dylan, don't forget to mute your audacity, Mike.
Uncharted is Uncharted's a franchise that I don't really think needs... Like, on both ends of the spectrum. Like, it doesn't need a live-action movie. It doesn't need a movie, period, because it is a movie. But, like, something like Ratchet & Clank works because it can emulate kind of a Pixar animated feature thing. And then something like Halo would work because it'd be really cool to see like a big budget, like
it'd
sci-fi
pretty much
epic.
Be all CG in the first place.
Yeah. But like something like Uncharted just it wouldn't look right, and it wouldn't look like the game enough, and then it wouldn't be,
you know what?
It wouldn't justify itself.
You know, they'd have to really rack up the body count.
Yeah,
you know what didn't look right? Max Payne.
Yeah, and Prince of Persia either, and that had a giant budget.
Yeah, it did, and it had Ben Kingsley. That was like half their budget.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't know, Ben Kingsley was in Blood Rain. I don't think he's too expensive.
That was that movie's entire budget. I mean, it had the girl from Terminator 3, right?
Mm-hmm. With,
didn't we try watching that at your house?
They're rebooting Terminator, like just like restarting it entirely.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
And they casted Emilia Clarke as Sarah Connor.
Huh? Is she gonna yell about her dragons?
Maybe. But Arnold is awesome. Going to be in it.
What? Oh, it's not really a reboot, then, is it?
Well, maybe he's not a Terminator. Maybe he's just
he's the new John Connor.
No, he's just a he's a kind-hearted ping pong instructor.
No, can you imagine?
He's John Connor
Arnold
and Amelia Clarke.
He's dressed like a little like a 15-year-old,
like John Connor in T2.
Yes. Yes.
And they don't acknowledge at all that he's like 65. They just treat him like he's 15.
I would watch that.
Yeah, I would too. For like 15 minutes, and I'd be like, turn this shit off.
No, fuck you. I'd keep watching it.
Oh, no. So that was this week in movie news.
This is a movie podcast.
Oh, you're here for video games.
Oh, fuck
Go
that
fuck
shit.
Yourself.
Video games are dumb.
I'm so sorry.
We're not talking about video games until more information on Mirror's Edge 2 is leaked.
Hey. Did any of you guys buy Splinter Cell on sale? Splinter Cell?
No.
Splinter Cell?
No. I did.
Was it bad?
How much was it?
I don't know.
Is it?
How much was it?
I don't give a fuck about what's happening in the storyline.
Is it bad?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I was like, Splinter Cell Conviction is so cheap, I should buy it on principle. But then I'm like, I already beat it like 10 years ago. And it's probably like 3 years ago. But still, I already beat it. And I don't really want to play it again.
Could do co-op as one.
Is this that? So, oh, okay, you bought the new one where stealth was like kicking
yeah,
down
black,
doors and
Blacklist
shit.
Or something?
Blacklist, yeah. And yeah, well, even Conviction, the one before it, like, quote-unquote stealth was killing everybody in the room yeah. without them noticing you. But, like, that's not...
I didn't see my buddy die, but I heard it.
That's kind of what Metal Gear has turned into.
Yeah.
Also, you know, actually, from the second one onwards, like, once you got a tranquilizer...
You just
gun,
shot everyone because it gave you way yeah. more ammo than you needed.
You just knock everybody out and then sneak past.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
As an actual stealth game, Splinter Cell, at least Chaos Theory, was much better.
Right, and it had more of an element of like staying in the shadows and shooting out light bulbs and stuff. Like that's way
oh,
more
yeah,
interesting.
Definitely.
Stealth is becoming like way more like
did you guys
broad.
Did
now.
You guys see that yeah. Thief game?
Yeah, they had that like 6-minute trailer
looks,
for it today.
Looks terrible.
Really?
Did I didn't watch the trailer today,
I
but
only
everything
saw Fozzie's oh. tweet.
Yeah, well Fozzie's an
amazing.
Idiot.
Yeah, case in point, he's like, finally a game to get me to buy a PS4. And I'm like
isn't
you know?
It on the Xbox
yeah,
One?
I'm like, it's okay.
Oh, that was just a Sony trailer.
Maybe if we don't say anything, he won't notice.
I didn't watch this.
Buy a PS4.
Ha, we got you for $400, motherfucker!
I didn't watch the trailer from today, but I watched the previous stuff, and it just looks...
It looks. I think it looks pretty good.
The only
like,
criticism
looks like Dishonored.
The only criticism I've heard about that game is that the voice acting or language that they use kind of takes you out of it because they're like dropping F-bombs and shit and using like modern slang even though the game's set in old times.
Ye old so, times.
Ye old. So, yeah, but I don't think that would bother me too much.
Do they say like YOLO?
Yes.
Okay, day one purchase.
The Storm
you know,
Castle.
You know why?
YOLO.
YOLO.
Hey guys, what happened to Watch Dogs?
That's a great question.
Yeah,
well,
that's a fun roller coaster. Did you guys hear about?
I saw the thing today that they said it was like a like somebody did it on the fake seas or something. Is that?
Yeah. So what happened was, NeoGAF posted about the Watch Dog trademark being like released, or they didn't renew it. Ubisoft didn't.
Ubisoft straight up just
abandoned.
Got rid of it, yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's like, wait, does this mean Watch Dogs is canceled? What's going on?
Of course.
What's happening?
This is
here?
The internet. I mean, wild speculation says yes.
We haven't heard anything from Watch Dogs since it was delayed back in October or September or something like that. So it's been a while. And then Ubisoft was like, no, Watch Dogs isn't canceled, but they didn't say anything about the trademark.
Yep.
They didn't comment about that, so everyone's like, so what does this mean? Oh, fuck.
It's going to go through
I'm so attached to this title.
And then some people are like, you idiots, it's just going to be, they're just going to trademark watch underscore dogs now, fucking lamos. And then everyone's like, well, this is dumb, what's happening? And then it came out that the entire thing was fake.
Well, no, not necessarily. Not necessarily. What
the
happened?
The claim was fraudulent.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, someone claiming to be Ubisoft asked the trademark company, whoever the fuck it is, and asked them to remove Ubisoft's ownership of the claim, and somehow had the credentials to make it seem legit that they were actually representing Ubisoft.
Well, all they have to do is show up and say we're Ubisoft, and it gets printed out on a piece of paper that says
that
Ubisoft
happen?
Claims blah blah blah, and then it probably never went through. They probably investigated and said, "No, we're not going to actually abandon this." And...
Yeah, it says here you work at Taco Bell,
but this
Ubisoft Taco Bell.
Strangely enough, this quite beautifully illustrates what is happening on YouTube. Like, tons of, like, videos are being ripped, like, their monetization is being ripped away and given to whoever claims they own the content. So,
welp, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's
like,
being done in such a poor
examples,
way.
There's been examples like this publication does an interview for their video game, right? And in the middle of the interview, you know, they interspliced some footage from the trailer from the game.
Yeah, Javi and I are thinking of the same thing
right
now.
And you know, the people that posted that video want to monetize it, and they want to like claim rights to that bit, to that interview, so that nobody else can use it. And that makes sense. So you submit that to YouTube. But the problem is that YouTube's all automated, so what does it do? It goes out and it finds any instance of anything in that video, including the little clip of the trailer that they used, and decides, hey, official trailer for this game, you now belong to this publication, like, because you used some of their footage. And so they just strip all the monetization and hand it to a third party or whoever claims it's theirs. And there's no, like... there's no law. Like, people can just say they own whatever, and it's bullshit.
Well, the problem with the YouTube thing is that it is automated, and like, there's not, at least from what we've seen there, it doesn't seem to be much of anyone to get a hold of to do anything about it.
Yep, and another massive problem is that it's black or white. There's no justice there. Like, okay, we found a 30-second match to some other shit in your half an hour video. A half an hour video, 30 seconds of it is copyrighted or belongs to somebody else. So 100% of your revenue goes to them. Fuck you. Like, that doesn't make sense. How about, you know, like, you? There's no. They just go 100% one way or the other, and that's not fair at all. Like, if anything, just take a percentage of the video that copyrighted content is in and pay that amount to the owner. That makes sense.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah.
You know what the solution is?
Burn down the internet.
Stop using YouTube.
Oh.
That's what people are doing.
Exactly what's going
Normal
on.
Normal Boots is back now, and JonTron, Peanut Butter Gamer, Pro Jared,
The Completionist.
Yeah.
I think.
And it sounds like Two Best Friends might be going there.
Really?
They, in the latest podcast, they said, if you want to know what our new site will look like, take a look at Normal Boots, and
it may or
may not look like that. And I don't know, it's the fucking Two Best Friends, so you don't know.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, if you have big, the majority of people who are hurt most of this are the ones who make their living off it. I would think the ones who make a living off it have enough of a following that following, for the most part, will follow them.
Maybe. I mean, here's the thing, though.
There's
like,
a lot of the word follow in one small, compact space.
Volusia.
It's a huge, huge risk, though. Like, especially if you don't have friends. Like, luckily, all those guys at Normal Boots know each other, and they can create a site for themselves by themselves. But, like, let's say, you know, you're a, like, let's say Angry Joe is like, hey, I'm going to create angryjoe.com. And I have a huge following, so of course they're going to go to my site. But that's not necessarily true. Like,
oh no, it's never guaranteed.
It takes an amazing amount of loyalty for someone to visit a website exclusively mm-hmm. for content,
especially after like just being used to getting it all off YouTube.
Exactly.
And in the Normal Boots guys, like, to just kind of give more details, they are putting their stuff on YouTube still, just like about a month after it's on Normal Boots.
Yeah, like
so
a
kind
video
of
behind.
Like kind of like what Red Letter Media does. Because they post their half in the bag and best of the worst
and that's,
on
that,
their site.
That's something that...
So for men and kids.
Do they have, like, their own video players that they embed?
They
or?
Use Blip, usually.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And they get their revenue, like, Red Letter Media plays ads every, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's fine, but it's I was just curious how they got around someone else just saying, no, your money's going where we say it's going.
Well, because they're at they're posting their videos on a site that's not as ridiculous
right.
as
they're
YouTube.
Over in the Wild West.
Well, the most extreme example of this that I heard of was Your Movie Sucks. That entire account got shut down. Like, it was gone.
Mm.
YouTube took it away because he put up a video of I can't remember.
Oh, but it was shit, it was a movie that just came out. He had he used the bootleg
footage
from that movie. And,
oh, he did.
Yeah, he used bootleg footage.
I think I saw that video. Yeah. You know,
still, he struggles with copyright stuff before this even happens.
It's such a gray area because why the fuck, like, this is essentially, like, you can compare it directly to something like was it Ebert and Roper at the movies, like that show just constantly shows footage from the movies they're talking about, they're critiquing it, and they're making 100% profit off of their program. Like, none of that revenue from that show went to the movie companies.
Yeah. Well,
like, critique is legal.
Yeah,
you know.
You remember a few months ago, all of James Rolfe's videos got nuked.
Yeah, James Rolfe and
him and Mike and, make those videos themselves. Like,
well, he and the Nostalgia Critic both they left YouTube a long, long time ago.
Oh,
like, were probably the first people to bail and start their own shit. So, and that's why Cinemassacre and that guy with the glasses have their own thing going on. And then their YouTube channels are just trailers to try to get you to go to their site. Or, like, really old shit.
He still uploads, James.
Yeah, small
still.
Bite-sized stuff, but if you go to
he
Cinemassacre,
releases his
that's
full
where you
videos
see
still on YouTube.
Like, late, though.
Yeah. He does release his stuff on there still, but... Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's really a huge shame. Like, we're seeing YouTube, you know, we had a glimmer where it was this, like, great place where you find creative people doing cool shit and, like, making a living off of it.
It got way too big and bloated.
Well, and it got really influenced by corporations and companies. Like, once you started to see just the top 50 channels on the website were all Vivo channels, you know, it's like, fuck. You know, those were all bought and paid for.
Yeah, half of it's not even worth a good chunk of the time. Most it's funny how many videos on the side are like girls react to so and so and that kind of shit.
Yeah, but that stuff's fine.
YouTube's
like, I'd rather see that, because that's... Yeah, it may be stupid, but it's real
people. It is content
making,
that they made.
Making real content.
It's not,
it's
regurgitated. It's not like music videos put on for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
YouTube's just gravitating towards being only, like, official sort of content. Like, this all that Vivo and just, like, just music videos, movie trailers, all that stuff. And they just want, like, one of each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck.
And that kind of sucks.
It's really fucked up when you consider... You know, people... We say people are making their... We're making their living on YouTube and everything, but...
Like us.
But at the... But when you really look at the amount of revenue that you have to pull in to make a living off of that shit, and you get such a small percentage of the ad revenue. Like, the rest is YouTube's. Like, you fucking assholes.
Yeah.
You...
Well, it's free hosting.
I know, but, like, I don't know. It's millions and millions
sucks.
And millions of people that you bring to the site, and you've been pissed on. I mean, you get scraps the whole time. And then this happens. Let's make it even harder for you to create your content.
Well, it's just what sucks is all of these people that are getting screwed over are the reason that YouTube is popular.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, YouTube is what it is today because of all these, you know, little guys that kept making videos and then got bigger and bigger, and now they're getting...
At some point, if they're so fed up with it, they have to not even throw those small bones a month later. They should just pull the cord and just deny YouTube that revenue.
Yeah, I mean, well, you don't really have a choice when that's like that's what you've done for years.
It just at one point you have to kind of choose. I think there's unfair practice. If it's unfair to you, so you kind of have to accept that it's going to continue being unfair unless you enough people like, hey, we're all going.
Yeah. I mean, what really bothers me is people's ignorance to how this works, or like how much work YouTubers do. Like, every single article I've seen about this in the comments, it's just people saying, well, now that you got to get real jobs, stop being lazy. You thought this would last forever and all that shit. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You know how hard this is? Like, you have to think up something on your own. You have to produce it, which takes well over 40 hours a week, and especially if you're making more than one video a week. Like, God, people are so unappreciative and just bitter, and like, and these are videos that the people commenting watch and enjoy, you know, and they're just like, good, fuck you. That drives me crazy. It really bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I don't even make a living doing this shit.
Wait, we don't?
Nope.
Where the fuck do I get all my money?
I mean, Ryan does.
Yeah, this is all I do.
Gabe gets his dinero doing other...
The dinero.
Scrupulous things.
Yeah. Sucking dick in Pike Place. Line up.
Find him at the bubblegum wall.
You would think that we planned on talking about YouTube when we started this show. Nope. Not I have no idea how we got here. But...
Yeah, this is like pretty old story too.
yeah. Oh, anyways.
Man. But in, you know, new news, it came out today that Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes is rather short.
What?
And it is reported in Game Informer and then re-reported through Kotaki that it is about 2 hours long, maybe a little less, maybe a little more.
Yay!
Well, it's the main campaign. Game Informer played through the main campaign.
Yeah, the main story. So like, I don't know how the side missions.
So there's side missions, and then the PS3 or PS4 and Xbox One versions each have their exclusive content, like the ride and stuff.
There's no PC version.
No, fuck you. and they will not be full price. They'll be $30 for PS4 and Xbox One digital copies, $40 for Xbox One and PS4 physical copies, and then $20 for PS3 and Xbox 360 digital
copies.
Doing
the math, that is more than full price.
I mean, I don't judge a game's worth by its length. Like, I really don't care about that. Like, Portal 2 is pretty short.
It's more than two hours.
But, like, the whole game is, you know, like, I think I beat that in, like, 3 or 4 hours. You know, say, like, 4.
Well, and this is an instance where that old argument that I lost, I guess, where we were talking about whether or not price is relevant when talking about games. It comes up in this situation. Like, I mean... Yeah, Journey was awesome. Like, I love that game. And I, you know, even at the time, I was like, oh, $15. Well, it's great, though. You know, it's
YOLO.
Yeah.
Also YOLO.
This is double that, at the least, if you want it on next gen, which, of course, you do. And then 40 if you want a physical copy. I don't know. It's just, the reason it's kind of off-putting is because of what we're used to from Metal Gear. For $60, what we get from Metal Gear is beautiful tech, next, you know, current looking, current gen looking game, beautiful looking game that's fucking huge. And I guess the issue or the thing is, like, it doesn't match, like, the amount of the length of what's there, or like the content doesn't match the price relative to what you normally pay for.
I'm wondering how they made a game that short. Like, what did they?
I really,
it's just
like
that,
it's got to
one...
be mind blowing. Like,
this is that's this what, is
it's
entire... got to
be just that one area.
Yeah.
That they showed.
Ryan,
like,
I know,
just
right?
The, and you go around doing little.
Ryan, do you remember the demos for Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3?
No.
He's never played
I
a
sure
Metal Gear.
Don't.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Well, anyways, yep. The demo for 2 was the tanker section.
Well, just spell it out this way. The demo for 1, 2, and 3...
were about 2 hours.
And they were the first 2 hours or 3 hours of the game, of the real game, the whole game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So from what I get, this is... or from what I'm assuming here is that they built Metal Gear Solid 5, and Konami was like, how can we make way more money off of this because we're in trouble? I think Konami's in trouble, so...
Every Japanese company is fucking in trouble.
Yeah, and they're like, we need... And this is going to make money. It's going to make so much money. And this was probably just the beginning of Metal Gear Solid 5. And they're like, can we package this up?
See, that's my guess.
That's how Kojima writes these games. He always has. All of them work this way. So I feel like, yeah, they took the first 2 hours of Metal Gear Solid 5, packaged it up, and are selling it to us for fucking almost the whole the price of the full game, and then they're gonna sell us the rest of the game at full price, and it sucks, man.
That's unfortunate. That's expensive. I'm like, you can say, is length worth the price? $40 for 2 hours
and
of
I,
entertainment.
I understand that's a dirty question, because you know it's not cool to judge a piece of software or whatever on the length of it. I get that. But like I said before, and it's just when you compare it to the old Metal Gear business model, that's and $30 is steep, man. $40 is steep too, and that's what it costs for the disc.
Well, we have heard that it's 2 hours ish for the main campaign. We don't know, like, the side mission, like, what that does. Maybe that doubles the length.
And I imagine I'm going to play this to death. I'm probably going to do everything you can do in it. So,
I mean... You're a goddamn fanboy.
So you are going to buy it?
I am. Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I want it.
He's got... he ain't got shit to do for 2 hours.
I figured I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for... to find out how Metal Gear Solid 5 is.
Yeah, like, it could be an amazing 2 hours, but... you know, it'll probably be a lot of cutscenes.
Yeah, I think that it's gonna end with you going, "Holy fuck, I need Metal Gear Solid 5." Like, I think that's what it's designed to be.
Yeah,
like, it's gonna be like, "Holy shit, what a game!" So, yeah, I don't know.
I don't like it, but I can't do anything about it. Yeah. If it ever goes on sale, I might check. Or maybe you want to send it to me and I'll play it.
Well, I wonder if it's going to be included in MGS5. And if it is, then, like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. That's
that'd be fucked up.
I'm going to hold off on it. It just, to me, that would go against... I like some girth to my games. 2 hours just doesn't seem... I don't like beating games in a single sitting anyways. I did that with Jak and Daxter, and I was just like, yeah. What the
hell? That's a long game, though.
I played it from, like, 8 or 7 p.m. to, like, 8 a.m.
Wow.
That's kind of what I did with The Last of Us. I downloaded it, and once it finished downloading, I think it was, like, 11 a.m., and then... I played it until, like, 4.
Yeah, I played Uncharted 2 from start to finish.
Yeah, I did that too.
This game was so good.
I bought Galaxy 2, brought it to Javi's house, and he played it from start to finish while I sat on the couch.
Hell yeah.
I passed out like I always did on his couch as soon as I came over.
Yeah.
It's a weird way to market.
I mean, I don't know what I expected in retrospect. Like, it was the prologue. So.
Yeah, but like a prologue can be a full thing. Like, I that's what I was expecting. Like, I was expecting.
You forget, though, that's not confirmed either. That could be.
What's not confirmed?
I mean, it's ground zeros. It doesn't. We could be talking out our ass, and it's a completely different game from 5.
No, yeah. It's officially the prologue to MGS5.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And I thought it meant prologue, like Halo Reach was a prologue to the Halo series. Like,
you know what? You know what?
Kind of how I was going on.
Now that I think about it, I don't know why I didn't think about it before. What they're probably replicating their business model on is fucking Gran Turismo prologue.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
Which, yeah, but that came out like a year or 2 years before GT 5, didn't it?
It was like 3 years.
3 years, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that Metal Gear Solid 5 is coming out this holiday at the latest, maybe even late summer.
Didn't they say 2015 for Metal Gear Solid 5?
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh.
Going to my sources on this. Ground Zeroes is March 18th this year. And then that's all I'm getting. So, mm-hmm. As you were.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, maybe it won't come out this year.
But we shall see. Maybe it was end of 2014 that I heard, and I'm just being stupid.
You are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very much. I forgot that game was the Phantom Pain, and that they're flying Sky Whales.
So wait. What game is what here?
Ground Zeroes. Metal Gear
Ground
Solid
Zeroes
5 Ground
was the
Zeroes
one where like
is the prologue.
That's the one that was in Afghanistan, right?
It's the one where it's raining at night and he's sneaking into the wet camp and there's
the
a little
big,
boy
wet,
with
muddy
the
camp.
And there's a little boy with a headset in his chest.
Oh yeah, I think people were guessing that was Paz.
Yeah. Or Chico.
Chico, sorry. Not Paz. How could it be Paz?
And then MGS5, The Phantom Pain, is...
Metal Gear Solid
Is Metal Gear Solid 5.
Is Metal
okay.
Gear Solid 5 proper.
God,
yeah.
I'm fucking confused here.
Yeah, because they did such a terrible job.
I don't know what's an actual game here and what isn't.
Because when The Phantom Pain was originally announced as Metal Gear Solid 5, like... Well, it was announced as The Phantom Pain, and then people were like, hey, is this Metal Gear Solid 5? It kind of looks like Metal Gear Solid 5. And then it was revealed to be Metal Gear Solid 5. Then, like, I think Kojima said, these are the same game. And then he said, no, wait, one's a prologue, the other one's not.
Well, he said that they're the same game, and then Konami was quick to go, no, they're still two games. Because and that maybe that's pretty telling. Maybe that's him saying
maybe they were one game.
Yeah, and Konami's like, no, they're not.
Yeah. Why is there so many stupid fucking?
Because people.
Why is there
need
so much
money?
Mystery?
Because money. Japan, though.
Like, why go through all this trouble of hiding it? I'm confused.
Because Japan, though.
I'm not even. I'm not even the average consumer. I have at least a passing knowledge of what could... People are going to be so fucking confused. And I guess in Konami's case, they're happy for it. They're like, yes, they'll buy both.
Yeah, they'll be so confused they won't know what to do and just buy both of them.
But this isn't like... The average consumer is like, Metal Gear Solid. Oh...
Well, because it's Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes and Metal Gear Solid 5 The Phantom Pain. Speaking of confusion in Japanese games, though, I finally played the Final Fantasy, whatever that game's called, 13, Lightning Returns.
13
demo.
Again.
There's a demo for it? Again.
Yeah.
Is it good?
And, you know, is it the combat's, same? No, the combat's, like, really cool.
Shut
it's
up.
It's, instead of, like, at least my impression of it right now in the demo, instead of a party of three or more, you're just Lightning, and you change between roles, which is, in this game, changing between outfits.
Yeah, that's the same as X2.
X2, yeah.
And that had a great combat system, so and I don't care what you say about that. That sounds pretty...
Yeah, no, I said the combat was good.
I don't care.
I don't care what you say.
I don't care, I'm going to say it.
And, you know, the combat was, like, pretty fun, and it's like, this is would have been great in 13, but then I was thinking about, you know, am I going to get this? And then I started, like, listening to the story, and it makes no goddamn sense. I guess I missed some pretty weird things in 13, too, because, you know, remember Sarah, Lightning's sister? Now she's Lumina?
Which is Falsy,
but bad. And Lumina has, like, weird powers where she can, like, teleport around, and she sounds really weird. And there's chaos everywhere, which I have no idea what the fuck it's doing.
Puck the pain
and
away.
There's black
the
goo.
Away.
It's Puck literally the like the black away. Goo from Prometheus. And Snow is, like, the leader of this nightclub, and everyone's partying because it's the end of the world, and fuck.
Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
You know, but at least the combat was good.
Who writes this shit?
Like, they almost did it. They almost had me.
Who writes this shit?
But
Kojima?
At least there's Bravely Default.
Yes, that is good. I like that demo. Gabe's
what is?
Bravely Default.
Bravely Default.
Hell so yeah.
Hype. That's such a so good hype. Demo.
It's like a long fucking
excited.
Demo.
Yeah, that demo is longer than Ground Zeroes. And it's free.
We should just have a segment of the show called Things That Are Longer Than Ground Zeroes.
I hear that, my erection. I hear that the,
My dick.
I hear that the demo
my Comcast installation this morning.
I hear that the demo is not part of the actual campaign, and it also lets you keep all your items when you get the real game.
Yeah, you earn items depending on how far you get into the demo.
That is so cool.
It's
the only
it's
thing
so
that
choice.
I don't have friend or what are they street passes, so I can't utilize the village thing as much.
Hey, you should come to Seattle, dog. There's street passes for days.
Yeah, people in Utah, they
step up, senpai.
I think 3DS promotes single-wide families, so.
Not multi-wide families? No. Step up, Mormons. Go back to your old ways. Like Robert Downey Jr. when he was a lot of fucking fun.
Robert Downey Jr. was fun when he was high out of his mind.
Oh, I almost did a really terrible segue there.
Oh God, I hope I want to know it.
No,
I'm gonna wreck it.
I'll tell you off the air, and then you can tweet about it and expose my terribleness.
Oh no. I just saw something terrible, and I'm thinking that's what you were thinking.
I'm so lost.
It's yeah. Okay, just go.
Yeah, let's just keep going. The fun don't stop. Holy shit, Grand Theft Auto V sold 32 million copies.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's finally slowing down. Now we can count it.
Take Two is disappointed with Grand Theft Auto V sales. Is discontinuing the franchise.
I was just thinking that I want to play it tonight.
It's a good
but
game.
I have the Wolfie Among Us.
You have fucking ever. You need to play the shit you have before you buy more shit.
Shut
which
up,
is the
Gabe.
Problem I'm getting into now.
Bravely Default, bitch.
Octodad, motherfucker.
Fire Emblem, fuckface.
Well, like let's take a look here. I do have a Bravely Default. Coming up, but
did you get Fire Emblem?
No, I have the demo for it. I haven't even touched it yet. But my 3DS is full of like I went on a 3DS buying rampage, and then I haven't played any of it. So I do need to get into Kid Icarus.
Has anybody actually played Animal Crossing since like Christmas?
I have.
Since dude, Pokemon came out, Rachel plays had to that game to death.
What?
What?
Still, every night. Every night in bed, just gotta do some crossing with the animals.
Rachel, what the fuck?
I don't know. I always yell, like, what are you even doing?
What is there? No one else plays this game.
Like, I would not describe my experience with Animal Crossing as fun.
We're old.
I had fun, it's just boring and slow. It's too slow. Boring. I want it to be quick.
Oh, you want to remove this sign in our town? Come back tomorrow.
I hate grinding for money.
No, well, that's not even an issue. I have like 10 million in the bank.
I
like,
don't.
Because of turnips.
Yeah.
I remember your turnip gold mine.
Oh, yeah.
You had so many, you just threw them on the floor of your home.
But, yeah, man, like, it takes too long to load up the game. It takes too long to save the game. It takes too long to walk into your house.
It takes too long to shut off the game.
Yeah. It's
that's not even a joke game.
Even, like, the little bit of lag to pull up your inventory just annoys the shit out of me. I just feel like I'm tolerating. Like, the game's just making me wait for everything. It drives me crazy.
Do you think Rachel's just tolerating it?
I don't know. Maybe it's a relaxing tool.
Guys, remember last week we talked about the director of Sly Cooper and how he made Dylan Dog, Dead of Night?
Yeah.
That movie's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Get our preview.
Oh, my goodness. It's got Superman in it.
Oh, no, it does. Brandon Ralph. Jeez. Oh, man. Netflix can be a scary place.
Is it time for the Quest Hubs?
Quest Hubs.
I feel like we had another story to talk about, but I totally forget.
I do
forget.
Too, but I don't know what it is.
I'm hungry.
Maybe it'll come up in the questions if it's important.
Did somebody get really offended or about something?
It's the internet. They get offended every day.
Javi called me chubby.
What? When?
Very nice.
What? Yeah.
What?
And then,
when?
Like,
what? What? What?
It's
when?
It's been really hard after he called me chubby. I just don't want to do this anymore.
My mom had Seahawks-colored cupcakes.
Smart.
The Super Bowl happened.
Yeah, Jason Doss writes, Superb Owl.
Superb Owl. It was a superb owl.
No, it wasn't. It was boring.
It was boring as shit.
This is the worst Super Bowl I've seen in years.
Yeah. It was like Buccaneers
and
Raiders.
I've seen the Buccaneers and Raiders.
But them commercials.
Transformers are fun.
I talked with the guys at work about this. I was like, that came on and I was so like confused and underwhelmed. Like, there was a transformer dropping from the sky with Uzis.
I don't care.
And
with the parachutes.
And parachutes.
I was at this party and I got up and I shouted. I was like, it's Grimlock! And no one knew what I was talking about.
Everyone shut up!
Yeah,
Optimus Prime on a T-Rex.
It didn't look. I don't know. Like,
it looked different. Well, I mean,
yeah,
that's cool.
It was just weird to me.
Well, you know what? I feel like the fucking last three have. What's it? Three? Yeah. The last two. I like
two.
The first one a lot.
First one's
like,
fun. The next two.
I feel like the last two have been really, really, really forcing it to like try to fit. Why the fuck Sam is involved at all? Like, mm-hmm. Why would this kid that has nothing to do with national security or world security? Why do they have to keep calling on this 20-year-old?
Because
kid?
He's a Witwicky, duh.
Yeah. So I'm sure that they wrote it. This freed them to write whoever Mark Wahlberg's playing to like have some sort of relevance in the story.
Well, it's like him and his daughter, I think, because I remember hearing someone scream, "Dad!" Mark Wahlberg, the hypothetical hero of 9/11, don't forget.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Is that where he said he'd beat up them on the
plane? Yeah, if his kid was on the plane, things would have gone down differently.
No, if he was on the plane, it would have gone
down. He was supposed to be on the plane with his kid. But he, like, missed his flight. Something. He wasn't on the plane with his kid, turns out. And he said in an interview, if I was on that plane with my kid, things would have gone differently.
I mean, of course you say that, but he is a really big guy, so maybe. I don't know.
He's kind of tiny. You know, he's stocky.
Well,
but, like,
yeah,
he's
like jacked. Like, his arms are scary. Well,
we don't have to get into this.
No, I don't know. I could see him doing something. It might be something
everyone
stupid.
Everyone thought the plane was just going somewhere else. Like, that's how hijackings worked back in the day.
Yeah.
It was just, hey, give us our money. And
oh, I saw, what is it called? Executive Decision.
Oh, Executive Decision.
That movie's awesome, by the way.
So, speaking, since we're on this track, after the Super Bowl, did you guys see the 9/11 truther sneak into the
yes,
press conference?
Yes, that was so awkward. Yeah.
But 9/11 was perpetrated by our own government.
But I want to talk about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
So I don't know. I looked all over YouTube, and I have no idea what the fuck was actually shown during the Super Bowl. But there was an extended cut, like extended look.
I haven't seen the extended cut.
And it is promising. Like, there's charm to it and heart to it. And I'm like, oh my god, this is actually cool. Like,
I didn't see any of that in that trailer.
Okay, so that's probably not what they showed.
Well, it was only like a 20, 30 second clip.
Oh, really? Okay, so the thing that I saw on YouTube was like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. I'll wait.
It's got like him interacting with Jamie Foxx before he's the Electro, and he's like nice to him and shit, and Electro like looks up to him.
It doesn't have any of that in the trailer.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
Well, because it was just a 30-second spot
to
make people go like, whoa!
The trailer
and
they showed on the Super Bowl looked like what you saw before, like in movie previews. Yeah. I think it was the exact same one. And I say this because I remember there being like about a half-second flash of Paul Giamatti, and that was it. And I was so disappointed.
Yeah, that extended thing, there's no Paul Giamatti. It's just like you see Rhino's foot.
Is he even in that movie?
You actually saw the Rhino armor.
I sure hope
so.
Yeah, I did see the trailer, but I'm just saying that the extended thing that I saw was actually cool. I mean, yeah, it's still kind of cartoony and over the top. But
he makes Jamie Foxx lick his hand.
Yeah, he sticks out his hand and he's like, lick this, and he licks it, and then he uses it to
like comb his hair over.
Fix his comb over. It's awesome.
What?
That's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's what he's all about. So.
Oh, that was funny.
I don't know. It was cool.
There was an extended trailer for Cap.
Cap was cool as fuck. I'm totally down. And I hope that I want to say apologists, people that like the first movie and say that
stupid
it was really
people?
Good. I hope they see this and go, wow, so that's what it's supposed to be like. Because fucking Captain America 1 is an embarrassment.
It's horrible. It's terrible.
It sucks.
It's got Hugo Weaving in his worst role.
I hate Joe Johnson. I hate him.
Have you ever thought that we're just, like, crazy? Because we all like Thor 1, but we hate Captain America, but everyone else is, like, Thor 1's fucking terrible.
What?
Right?
Ooh, I love Thor 1.
Everyone.
Dude,
everyone
doesn't
Thor.
Like Thor 1.
Why?
It's
fucking
weirdest thing.
I haven't, other than... Like us, I don't
entirely,
know anyone that liked Thor.
I will entirely admit that Thor 1 suffers because it's on Earth. Like when it's in Asgard, it's super awesome, mm-hmm. and the climax, like final battle, is not great. But the movie's charming and really good, and it could have been a fucking train wreck. Like Thor should have, for all intents and purposes, should have just been
Thor.
Awful.
Thor himself was like the best. He's the reason the movie was good.
Yeah,
I kept watching it because he was entertaining on Earth or in the Ice Kingdom.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, like, so I understand the criticisms of Thor 1. I totally agree with a lot of them, but it's
but Captain America.
Cap
Dennings
was
worthless.
Cap is so bad. It's like embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. The Red Skull is such horribly utilized.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it just fast forwarded over the shit you actually want to see, and the snippets that you actually see of it look like outrageous. Like you complain that Spider-Man looks like a cartoon. That looked like
Captain
a cartoon,
America
and that's supposed to be World War fucking II.
I wanted to see
be
him
as
fighting
gritty.
In World War II. I didn't want to see him chasing after Hugo Weaving's impossibly long car.
You wanted to kill some Nazis.
That's true.
My question is, why does the Winter Soldier have so much eyeshadow on?
Because that's badass.
Because he's edgy.
he looks like Jared Leto.
Because he's emo.
He looks like Oren from Parks and Rec.
Because he's...
Oren, no!
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be silly when they explain why and how they made Winter Soldier, but once we get past that,
did they
whatever,
find him at the bottom of a ravine?
Probably froze.
And why is it so important, out of all the fucking soldiers lost during World War II,
to save Bucky. who wasn't even a good soldier.
No. He picked up Cap's shield for 2 seconds and then died.
By hitting himself in the face with the shield.
God damn it.
At least the shield was okay.
It's the only vibranium in the world, after all.
Is that what it's made
of? No. Yep. Wakanda has a natural deposit of vibranium.
Not according to Howard Stark.
I thought you were going to say Howard Stark.
So did I.
But it's okay. I'm pretty sure Wakanda doesn't exist in the Marvel movies. Nor does Black Panther.
We should talk. God, this really is a movie podcast.
He's bored.
Who gives a shit? This is our show.
We should talk about the new Lex Luthor.
I'm interested.
I'm kind of down with that choice.
I am so down with it.
Okay. I saw you saying that because I saw everyone like kind of hating on it, and then I was like, I like pictured him as that character because. I guess I can see the initial, like, well, I don't see the point in backlash on anything, but I guess I can understand, like, the initial...
Shut up.
Like,
I
don't know. This is that kid from Zombieland.
See The Social Network, he's kind of sinister.
I haven't seen The Social Network.
He screws over Spider-Man real hard.
Yeah, I can definitely see him being, like, playing that part well.
See, I don't share that with you because I haven't seen The Social Network, so I've always seen him as just Michael Cera Light.
You should see The Social Network because he's a fucking dick, but he's like an eccentric dick, which I think works even better.
He's not like a stereotypical dick. He's like
logical, kinda,
like quiet, really full of himself, logical.
Yeah.
Ass.
Yeah, he's like I'm better than you, so yeah. Fuck you.
I'm better than you, and I know it, and I'm gonna. Pick at your brain until.
Because I liked him in Adventureland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him in Adventureland.
And Zombieland.
Nah, I don't care about Zombieland that much.
Love Zombieland.
And
I like
was
all of his
so
movies.
Disappointed
honestly,
when I saw the trailer for the TV show of Zombieland.
There's a TV.
Oh God,
that's
a thing.
That's horrible.
I think it was an Amazon exclusive, and it looked like something that a high schooler.
Is it starring Woody Harrelson.
It probably was.
No, it's an entirely different cast.
Because Woody Harrelson.
But it's the same characters. Nothing.
Well, that sucks. So it's not like a different part of the world. It's just different.
It's
actors.
Just low budget.
So, anyways, I thought about this. I was like, you know, every time I say I don't think it's gonna work, like Heath Ledger, it ends up working.
And then everyone was like, Anne Hathaway, get over. What the fuck is this shit?
You know what's like, really funny too? It's like, remember the entire fucking internet just lost their minds when Ben Affleck was cast.
See,
so why aren't you just done with this movie? Like, stop caring.
That's true. I can see it working just because of how implausible to me it seems, having never seen The Social Network.
Mm-hmm. The Social Network's a
I just
really
wish it was directed by someone else.
But
yeah,
that's the biggest problem. Yeah. Fucking hire goddamn Mr. Bean to do Lex Luthor.
No. Ben Affleck should direct the movie himself.
Yeah.
I feel like I would hire, if I was a director, I would hire Zack Snyder to like help me make stuff look really cool. Like, because he makes movies that are gorgeous. Like, I was watching Watchmen the other day, and that movie's beautiful, man. And
right.
Like the costumes look cool, the lighting and colors look fucking sharp. It's just the choice in music, the way he sets up scenes, it's just
Watchmen's
really cheesy.
So frustrating. Why isn't that movie amazing?
You know,
it's so close.
I probably get a lot of
and
hate
I don't
it, but I prefer their explanation of why.
Oh, absolutely, me too.
Oh, the end of the movie?
I prefer the end
me
of the
too.
Movie.
Oh yeah.
Over the space aliens.
You know what, Gabe? Watching it, there's no you can't make The Watchmen, like, you can't make that comic book in a movie.
No.
That's like a good traditional movie. They pretty much did it. I mean, they pretty much made the comic, and it's stupid. The comic's stupid. It is.
So good. Don't hate.
But, like, you know, watching the movie, it's almost a literal translation of the comic. So
it really
that's
is.
Probably, that's probably what doomed it, because they even, like, the lines are straight out of the
comic. Well, the music is out of the comics. The chapter with All Along the Watchtower, the scene with All Along the Watchtower, that's the name of the chapter.
I don't know. I hated the was it the Flight of the Bumblebees? Was it or
Flight of the
whatever?
Flight of the Valkyries.
Valkyries. Yeah. Sorry.
Flight of the Bumblebees.
I don't know.
That was an
those
Apocalypse
are really
Now
similar.
Reference.
Oh,
that was
man.
Just a total Apocalypse Now.
The sad thing
I've
is
never
that
seen
movie
Apocalypse
had
Now,
really...
but I know that when I saw that, it was like laughable. When I saw it in theaters, I was like, what the fuck is... Like, I started, like, snickering and then going, this is stupid.
Well, in Apocalypse Now, a guy, one of the captains or high-up military dudes, he blasts Ride of the Valkyries, or Flight of the Valkyries, while he's mowing people down in a helicopter.
Mm.
That's an example of a good movie, though.
Yeah, Apocalypse Now is so good.
Well, I mean, and so
oh
like,
my God.
Arguably,
and Brando.
Arguably, Zack Snyder's worst work was Sucker Punch, and even that movie like looks great.
See,
you know?
I don't feel the same way. I think that movie's really gray and brown.
Sure, yeah, but like the girls look,
they are
really
vibrant.
Good.
They stick
they look,
out.
Like, well, yeah, just the. I don't know. I feel like the art direction that.
He is the Square Enix of movie directors.
Yeah,
he makes
things eye candy
look really good,
and he's really bad at substance.
The funny Watchmen. I think the casting was spot on.
Yeah, it was. Oh my God!
Especially the comedian.
Yeah, I love that movie, but like,
I don't.
It just I don't. It's like fuck.
No, I.
It's like V for Vendetta.
I love V for Vendetta.
But I don't.
I really appreciate Watchmen because it exists, and I completely understand why people who didn't read the comic and people who have read the comic why they don't like it. Why they actually I totally get it. But I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
should we go to questions now? Because I'm hungry.
Yes, I'm hungry too. All right.
The world hungers.
Hold on, we've gone down. We should talk about...
We've scattered our source for your questions.
I know. I'm just taking care of my stuff. You look at Game Over Nation stuff.
I know. I'm on it.
All right. So let's talk about... VR seems to finally be looming. When do you guys think it will really take off? This year? Next? Etc.?
I don't think it ever will. I don't think it will bust, though. Like, I think it will be
niche.
A solid add-on to a lot of things, and for people that want to go the extra mile and use like an Oculus Rift, you know, they will, and there will be a pretty big market for that. Or like
all
a size, like
everybody wants to ride the roller coaster.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
roller
that
coaster dollar.
No one's,
but
not,
it's not gonna go super mainstream. It's not gonna be like, like.
It'll do better PS4 than 3D TVs. Has. Let's say that.
Yeah, it will do better than 3D TVs, but that's not hard. No,
yeah, not everybody wants to, like...
It'll be a comfortable market for VR.
Yeah, nobody wants to, like, just not be cognizant of what's going on in their surroundings. You know what I mean? Like, some people do, especially for, like, a survival horror or for video games in general, but that's not practical, even, you know? Like, nobody wants to, like, let's say in a family setting, you don't want to sit in your fucking living room with a helmet on and not be able to see or hear anything that's going on around you in the house or whatever. You know, that's not practical.
Having wore an Oculus like in a kind of quiet setting, like not at PAX, it's really weird.
Sure.
Like looking around and not being able to see anything that's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really, like, jarring at first. It's cool as shit, but it's really weird.
Like, even when these things start to become kind of totally affordable and mainstream, I guess, like, I think complete, like, putting on goggles is not the way to do it. I think maybe projecting stuff in your room, and of course I'm borrowing from her, which we saw. Mm-hmm. But he has this, like, digital video game that's being projected in his room. It's all 3D. It's just 3D models, holograms, basically. Holograms just in his living room, and he's just interacting with them. That makes more sense than ever putting on a helmet where you can't see anything around you.
Oh, that scene in that movie is so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, man, Her was... Go see Her, you dummies.
But, I mean, to answer your question... I don't think VR is going anywhere. I mean, I think it's going to get better and better and better and better, and it's going to be amazing. But I don't think it'll be the equivalent of, you know, an Xbox or PlayStation in every household or anything like that.
What I like is that the Oculus is really taking its time. Like, they're keeping people posted, but, like, they're not going to release it until they have it down. Like, they need this latency to be fixed, and they're trying to, like, have a higher resolution with a lower latency. And they're just trying to incorporate all these things. And it's going to take some more time. And, you know, I just like their transparency with that.
It's going to be... Like, so, I mean,
they're
this,
they're trying.
I don't think this is in our lifetime. Maybe not even in our kids' lifetimes. But it's going to be... I mean, it would be cool to have something similar to The Matrix, where your consciousness gets uploaded into a digital world. I think that could happen eventually. But
then we never die.
I much prefer the holodeck.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. But the holodeck confuses me, because, like, is the floor like a treadmill? Because how do you not bump into walls?
I think it smartly or intelligently directs you. So, like,
but you're
it'll
not on
turn
a track.
It'll turn you. Before you get to the edge, yes, it's constantly moving and stuff.
But how would you not? You would feel that in your G-force.
You're in space. There is no G-force.
Interesting.
Oh man, that's deep. That's like Jaden Smith
balls
deep.
But like everything's a hologram, but you can still feel physical objects. What's up with
yeah,
that?
I don't know. It's the future.
Okay.
No, I really don't know. I know
holograms are so dense.
The replicator recycles
matter.
And
there has to be some kind of G-force because they're not floating off the ground.
True.
Are they all wearing magnetic boots?
I don't know.
It's a TV show, goddammit.
I don't know. All I know is like the replicator recycles matter. And
Okay, so we've already covered Oculus Rift with that one. Dylan, you want us to talk about barf?
What?
Not in here, mister. This is a Mercedes.
Justin Doss, Metal Gear Solid Ground Zero. Why is Javi a chump? Because I'm going to buy it. I would buy that even if it was $60. I just would because I want it. That's why I'm a chump. How poor is Konami for charging for this?
Probably pretty poor.
A lot. I think they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, what was the last thing they did that... You know, was successful.
Metal Gear Solid 4. Peace Walker.
Like, maybe Castlevania?
Nope.
No, that wasn't...
I mean, it looks pretty fucking expensive, and I don't remember
maybe.
I don't remember it being a huge success.
Oh, so, hey, guys. Just real quick.
Even?
Revan
this
just,
is the this is the question,
Revan
too.
Revan
like,
just
why,
got funded.
Why greenlight Castlevania 2 if the first one wasn't, like, very successful? Like, and Castlevania 2 looks bigger and badder. Like, I don't know what they're thinking. Reboot it again. You know?
And do it good. Do it gooder.
Or
are you gonna...
Yeah, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, I was just saying Revan just got funded.
Oh, awesome. Okay. I was worried.
I looked at that the other day and it still wasn't funded, but it was like, it's not even halfway through. It's
yay.
Oh yeah, it's because they sent out the update asking people to add $10 or $20 to their donation to get
Jeez.
Like a t-shirt and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I should probably do that.
Yay.
So real quick, Hayden Weiss asked us to discuss the Watch Dogs thing, which we kind of did, but...
Yes, we kind of did.
Hey, you skipped my last question.
Well, I took over. But it's kind of weird that we haven't seen anything about that game in a long time, and it is kind of going for Dylan's whole "that game's gonna be meh" thing.
I told
I'm sorry,
you.
Sorry, Josh Horvat. Gabe is chubby.
Horvat's such a whore.
And then he says, "or don't," and talk about pie. I like cold pie better than warm pie. Like, I'll take a key lime pie over an apple pie any day.
You're a fucking monster.
Key lime's sick.
Gabe, you're a fucking sick asshole.
I'm so unamerican.
Cherry pie
I'm
a big, is the best.
I'm a big pumpkin pie guy.
Yes.
Pumpkin pie's pretty good.
With a dollop of whipped cream on it.
A dollop? A dollop bitch, I put half a can.
Go to Portage Bay and just take that bucket of whipped cream.
I wish Portage Bay had pumpkin pie.
I wish they sold their whipped cream.
I wish I was eating there.
Oh my God.
You should.
Come during football season and we won't watch the game and we'll go to Portage Bay.
It's great.
It's going to be dead and
it's
amazing.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. And then Jordan Rodkey says, "Cheesecake is a pie. Talk about cheesecake impact on video games. Cheesecake and beer for breakfast, bitch."
Mm-hmm.
Done that. Damn delicious.
Cheesecake a Game Over Nation staple.
Mm-hmm.
Her chubby.
How do you
Josh Horvat. Josh Horvat writes in. Says, "You ever think about doing comic reviews?" Nope.
When I first read that, I had a joke, but I forgot it.
You don't
so
read
I'm
comics.
Sorry.
I used
Dylan
to be
does.
Really into comics, and then I kind of slowly tapered off and resolved to only buy stuff from Mike Mignola.
Is that Hellboy?
Yeah. And so that's I think the Valve comics are the only thing I've bought in like 3 years.
Comics are for fucking nerds, man. What do you think we are?
Josh also runs his own comic shop.
Nerd? That's actually pretty
but
cool.
But yeah, I've only bought like Hellboy comics in like for the last 3 years. And yep. Even then, I buy them when they're all like put together in a hardcover.
The TF2 comics are pretty good.
Yeah, I have the Valve one with the Left 4 Dead comics.
Oh, I didn't know there were Left
4 Dead. The Sacrifice. Just one.
Okay.
I wonder if that Last of Us comic is good.
Probably not.
It's Dark Horse, after all.
I wish that comic that you found all in Last of Us was a real one.
Yeah.
Savage Starlight or whatever?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I was hoping that would be in like a special edition. But... Oh, I was like, oh, wait, was that the comic in the special edition? No. Oh.
Or that should be Naughty Dog's next gen IP.
Yeah. Oh, and did you hear? Okay, so you know how Microsoft bought Gears of War, right?
Uh-huh.
They gave it to Dark Tusk,
mm-hmm.
their new studio that was working on their new IP that we saw that glimmer of at E3. And then... and Microsoft was all like, IP, new IPs are important for us this generation, but now fuck it, Gears of War.
So it's something to make money off.
You'd be stupid not to lock that down.
No, I'm not saying it's dumb to keep doing Gears of War, but like they canceled, or like it sounds like they canceled their new IP to make another Gears game.
Priorities.
But it's like, give it to another team.
Well, maybe this is the right team for it. I don't know.
And Rod Ferguson went full circle on Gears, and now he's back.
give it to Gabe's team at Microsoft.
I'll be happy to do it.
I always love seeing franchises that, you know, have run their course. Probably isn't the right terminology, because that kind of insinuates that they got bad or something. But, I mean, like, I like seeing franchises that are great but are kind of finished. And I like seeing them hand it off to new talent to see what they could do with it. That's why Halo 4 excited me. You know, I'd like to see Metroid go that route too. Yep. So I'm excited to see what Gears looks like outside of Epic's hands.
Neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. Hopefully it's not butt.
Mm-hmm.
Onward with questions. Or is that all of them? We kind of did lightning questions.
Well, all right.
Do you have a question, Ryan?
I have none.
Wow.
I have none questions.
Ask me anything, so Ryan.
How was your day?
It was good.
Yeah,
how's your butt doing?
My butt's okay. It's a little sore. But...
Okay.
Well, at least you're back up and mobile.
Yeah, I'm gonna go sit on some ice after this and make a steak. Make cool. a steak in, on the couch.
Oh, last second question from Chris Scott. Explain why Battlefield 4 keeps crashing on me. Because they're stupid. Because
they don't know how to do it. They got the Nintendo team to do the online part and
stop because it. Because Battlefield has turned into a because it's not Call of Duty franchise, and they sent out the game before it was fucking done.
Yep.
And now,
yeah,
it's
now they
been...
can't fix it.
4 months.
They can't.
Still
they
broken.
Can't find that line of code that broke.
Even
it.
Ryan didn't buy it, and he was
no,
super
I bought it.
Excited. Oh my god!
I have it.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yep.
The well, truth comes out.
It happens. I didn't realize that was hidden. Pretty sure I said something about it.
You've been lying to these people.
Don't pay attention to what you say.
Clearly,
I bought Strike Vector. By the way, Ryan.
Cool.
The fuck is that?
That's that aerial mech? FPS. Where you're like a jet.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, Gabe. I really can't
just
put it much
jet,
more than... You're a
around.
Jet shooting at other jets. What else do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, is this Paul Giamatti? Oh!
Man, I don't know why these links that you post will no longer just open in Facebook. Will no longer just open on Chrome.
Oh, we gotta end it now.
Yeah. Oh no!
I'm gonna save this and put it in the podcast post.
Oh no, why?
Alright, Ryan, play us out.
I can't.
Okay, that's been episode 115.
We'll just say, I'll
goodbye.
Just say, wish you were here, everybody.
Wish you were here.
Bye.
Mazel tov.
Bye.